Which show ever to binge watch?
What's that, Monk?
No. Monk was an episode, like a, what do they call it? An episodic?
Procedural.
So Monk was hard on a binge watch. No, did you ever watch 24, Kiefer Sutherland, Jack Bauer?
Yeah, it happened in real time.
Oh, mate, I used to, back in the day, JB Hi-Fi would have the latest season of 24 out on DVD. I'd buy it, the box set. And that's 24 45-minute episodes that take place sequentially,
because
obviously there were ads, hence the other 15 minutes, 24 hours of the day in the season. You'd like lower the blinds, I'll see you in 3 days.
Why are you lowering the blinds? What are you doing in there?
Well, certainly having some cornflakes. That is all we've got time for on the show. If you want to hear it back, you can get the Zach and Dom podcast wherever you find your podcast. And we'll catch you next time.
Bye! Up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Mwah.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Oh my God. I can't believe it.
I'm over the moon.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Kiss 101.1.
All over Australia, homeowners are saving money with a free Bendigo Bank home loan health check. Whether it's refinancing, investing in new property, or lowering your loan repayments, let Bendigo Bank give your home loan a full checkup to make sure it's still right for you and your needs. New or existing customers, find your better home loan at Bendigo Bank, the better big bank. Lending criteria, terms, conditions, fees, and charges apply.
What's on in the warehouse? What isn't? Head into Chemist Warehouse today for their huge range and amazing prices. And catch the pickup every Thursday when Britt, Laura and Mitch shine a spotlight on new and exciting products. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Miele appliances are crafted for longevity, designed so that you fall in love with them time and time again. Once a Miele, always a Miele. For September only, enjoy the ultimate peace of mind of a 10-year warranty on Miele built-in cooking, refrigeration, laundry and dishwashing appliances. Secure your Miele 10-year warranty now, in-store or online, and discover why once a Miele, always a Miele. Hurry. Offer ends Monday, September 30. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See the Miele website.
It's going! Sold! Congratulations!
When making the decision to sell your home, you don't want to leave anything to chance. You need an experienced agent you can trust. Barry Plant Real Estate has been selling homes in Victoria for 45 years, with over 130,000 homes sold in the last 15 years alone. So for the knowledge and experience you need to sell your home, speak to your local Barry Plant agent today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
Introducing the new iPhone 16 Pro, available now at Vodafone. Built for Apple intelligence, it features a stunning titanium design and camera control. Get yours for $0 when you stay connected for 36 months on a $79 plan and trade in an eligible device. Only available from the best provider of iPhone plans, Vodafone.
iPhone 16 Pro 128GB, winner of Whistle Out Best Provider iPhone Plans 2024. New customers only. Min cost $2,844. Early exit fees apply. Ends 10, 10 unless extended. Apple Intelligence coming this December. TNC apply.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
My university preference is finding my people.
My preference is real industry experience.
My preference is working with state-of-the-art tech. Whoops, wrong button. That's the one.
Get more with your ATAR score and make Swinburne your number one VTAC preference. Swinburne. Next gen now.
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
You're known as Sarah the Carer. It's why you're picking up your niece from a party at 1 a.m.
And after blowing a tyre, it's also why you're having a deep and meaningful at 115. Thankfully, 24/7 roadside assist is included as standard with UE's comprehensive car insurance. You'll always be you. So get insurance that's a bit more U-shaped. UE. You insured. Product issued by UE Pty Limited. Consider our car insurance PDS to decide if this product is right for you. Exclusions, limits and additional fees may apply. PDS, T's and C's and TMD available at ue.com.au.
Mimosa Homes V Collection is redefining what's possible on a budget. With V Collection homes starting from $212,200 and now includes free site costs. Discover full turnkey options ready to move in, including driveway, landscaping, fencing and more. Build your own personalised quote online. Visit mimosahomes.com.au. Mimosa Homes V Collection, where quality is made affordable. T's and C's apply. V Collection homes only. Mimosa
Homes. You Beauty, it's the footy finals. Put on your team colours, gather your mates, and this is important, add a drop to your footy snacks shop. IGA Liquor has amazing everyday low prices, like a Furphy Original Refreshing Ale 24-pack, just $48. Great Northern Super Crisp Lager 30 can block, $60. And hard-rated 4.5% 10-pack varieties, $44. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7am to 11pm, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
As the supportive parent of a teen, there are times when you must decide yay or nay. Letting the band practice at your house, yay. Cooking dinner for that strange friend who never speaks and never goes home, yay. Giving your underage teen alcohol for the party, nay. 89% of parents aren't giving their teens alcohol. So help your kids make the smart choice. DrinkWise wants you to know it's okay to say nay.
Join Abby Jelmy and Georgia Tunney for sports news delivered differently. Search for Two Good Sports on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll do it live!
The biggest radio show in Australian history.
Get your hands up!
Broadcasting around the world.
The world. The king and queen of radio.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O. Henderson.
The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Reigns supreme.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are who we are.
Hi, Ed Sheeran.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
This is Pink.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here with Kyle and Jackie O.
Just getting started. How are we feeling?
Thanks for
calling.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
You're listening to the boy from the big bad city.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
Kyle, let's go!
The golden microphone is on.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Welcome, everyone. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Kyle. What's happening?
Oh, not a lot. We're talking to that John Edward dude. He's coming in live.
Crossing
He's in
over.
Australia. Yeah. Talking to dead people.
Yes, he is. So I love it when John comes in because it's always just, to me, it's quite freaky, the things he says. You know, they're
imagine
very specific being, a lot of the time.
Imagine being that guy.
Yeah. Imagine being able to talk to dead people. What a gift.
Yeah, but wouldn't you feel like, you know, when you're having some alone time, you know what I'm saying?
I think they can switch it off, actually.
Yeah, but what if you're like, let's say I'm having alone time, you know, and, you know, pleasing myself, and then your dead grandfather shows up.
I don't
up.
Think it works like that, although we can ask him.
I don't feel comfortable asking him that.
Well,
today's the day.
Today's the day. But John Edward, he's crossing over next.
And it's all happening. This, around the country, is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
If I'm turning blue, please don't say.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
John Edward crossing over.
He is the best of the best when it comes to world-class psychic mediums or whatever they are.
For sure.
What are you, John? Welcome, brother.
Thank you.
No, are
you
a medium?
In person, yes.
Yeah. Are you psychic, though?
I am. Every medium is a psychic, but not every psychic is a medium.
A medium. Right? Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Now, when you walked in, you said you got a message for Kyle.
I did, because every time I come here, he always like puts me on the spot, right? So,
Not really. You do this for a living.
You're curious.
I am. My father died, and he's never said anything. And then once you said that he said something about shoes.
There's always been like fragments of stuff.
Yeah, but never as good as the people that call up.
Yeah.
You notice?
It's limited the information. Yeah.
But I had a message through a dream when I wasn't even thinking about doing anything. Like, I woke up, I was like, wait, that was about Kyle.
Wow.
And it had to do with your dad. And it had to do with you being a kid, your son, overalls, and a yellow duck.
Okay. Well, that is like... Oh, sorry. Okay, I've got a dry throat all of a sudden. Look, because I liked little ducks as a kid, and I think... I'll have to ask my mum about the overalls with the duck, but I do remember something with the duck on it, and I always do the quacking noise with my kid. Now, this might be a coincidence. You might have hit the nail on the head here with the coincidence, but... That does mean things to me because I do sing ducky noises and quack, quack. I was doing a lot of quacking last night.
So much so that I was looking for something old, like, not that we're old, but like something that would have been time appropriate from when you were a kid to give to you for your child. And I couldn't find anything.
Also, you were going to buy me a gift.
I was.
Yet you neglected to.
I did.
Well, thank you. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah,
well, agreed with her. It's the thought that counts, Robin.
Should we take a call? Ashley has phoned in. Hi, Ash. You're on with John Edward.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very good, Ashley.
Okay, now, John, what do you need to know from her? I don't want to give too much away, but if she has fast track this a bit, what do you need?
Sure. I just need people to listen to what's coming through. Whenever I see, hear, and feel, I'll share. Think about anybody who's crossed, or do you have a specific question that I could, like, tune into, or?
No, not really. I was just, like, I've been trying to connect with him since July last year.
So can I just say I'm going to tell you that whatever I see, hear, and feel, it may not be with the person that you're hoping to hear from. So keep an open mind to that, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a grandmother on your dad's side of the family who's passed?
Yes.
Okay. And does she have a son or a younger male that's also passed?
Yes.
Okay. So that to me would be like your dad?
My uncle's passed, and so's my dad.
So I need you to know that she's got both of her, to keep it in the ducky theme, she's got both of her little duckies with her, because that's the feeling. But, you know, what's interesting is that somebody either had a stroke right before they passed, or they had something that affected their ability. It's almost like there was a drooping, or somebody had facial paralysis, or somebody had something that makes me feel like they had a Bell's palsy at one point, because it feels like there's a drooping. And then I kind of think somebody also had what looks like either like liver disease, or they had some type of liver issue. Where's that?
My nan died of liver failure.
Okay. So is that your mom's mom, though?
No, my dad's mom.
Same. So is mom's mom passed too?
No, mom's mom's still alive.
Who's the woman that's got like a uncommon name with an F?
With an F?
An uncommon, so it's not like a Fran or so, it's something weird.
Something that would be like a nickname, like somebody would call somebody something with a...
Like Fufu or something weird like that.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
That's okay. Remember that I'm saying that you can call the show back. I think it's through your mom's side of the family, but I do want...
My uncle used to always call my cousin Flossie.
Flossie?
Flossie. Is Flossie still here?
My cousin's still alive, but it was my great-grandmother that used to call her that.
Okay, so that would be the unique F name. Just know that they are okay. They're together. One of their passing had to be very sudden and quick, where people weren't expecting. Is that true?
My uncle was killed in death in custody.
In custody?
Yeah.
In jail?
Yeah.
Oh,
all I can, what I'm seeing is that there's a sudden and quickness to a person's passing, like sudden and quick. And then that's the family that's got Michael. If I'm off by the name, think like Mark, think like Mick, think like a name that's going to sound like that.
Mark.
And he's a half brother. Is he a half brother?
Yes, he is a half brother.
How do you do this, John? Like, because I've always, you remember at the beginning when you'd come and I'd say, oh, you know, yeah.
My dad, like when my dad, he was, he got cancer and we only got 15 months with him.
And his half brother was the one killed in custody, was it?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Jesus. And I know, like, you're like me, Ashley, you want to hear something specific, yeah, obviously from your dad, but sometimes it doesn't work like that, right, John?
Well,
it,
to me, the process is specific. So I always feel like when the information comes through, it's to validate they're okay, they're with us, they see what's going on.
Why don't they tell us whether there's hidden money or treasure or, you know, someone robbed the bank back in the 80s and here's where the money is? Well, why don't they do that?
Well, would you have that information to impart if you were dead?
They might.
I
don't know where there's buried treasure.
Oh, so you think we only know what we know when we're alive, or do we know more things?
There are more things.
So why are they holding on?
So if I'm passed, I can find out from other people who are passed that the way they buried their treasure.
You can.
Right.
I feel like it'll take a long time. You've got eternity, so you might as well do something with you. Might as well do something with your life.
Well, I hope this helps, and know that your dad, your uncle, and your grandma are good, okay? And when you figure out the M name, it's just their way of validating as well, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Let's go to Bridget. Hi, Bridget. How are you? I don't know if you are hoping to connect with someone specific.
Yes, I'm hoping to connect with my brother.
That'll do. You don't need to give away all the information.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget, the first thing I'm going to tell you that they show me the number 7. So the number 7 to me would be either July, the 7th month, or the 7th of a month has some type of meaning, birthday or anniversary. I know that somebody passed from something that looks like a really bad infection. So for me, think like if somebody was in the hospital and they got like staph infection or MRSA or sepsis, there's some type of sepsis that, or some type of infection energy that I feel like people would have to gown up and mask to go into the room. So I don't know where that comes up. And then is he your little brother?
No, older brother.
Do you have a little brother?
No.
So who would I see as being younger than him? Like, does he have a son or something?
No, he had no children. I'm the youngest as a sibling.
Does the 7th mean anything, though? Does that mean
the 7th is that's my birthday month, and was the 7th, wasn't it? And
June, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and that's his anniversary of his death.
Oh, so the 7th is quite important.
Yeah. So, Bridget, I feel like it's important that you know that he wants me to say, like, hello to, like, acknowledge a living younger male. So that to me would be, like, a younger brother, a son, a nephew.
Do you have a son?
It might be nephews.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he's very close.
Do you have somebody that's going to Vegas or going to a place like Vegas?
Oh, no, not that I know of, no.
What do you mean a place like Vegas, like a gambling place or like just a den of iniquity type of a joint?
Like a gambling kind of place.
Gambling, like even the casino or anything, Bridgie, anything?
I don't know. I do know that my nephew may be going on a trip for his sport, and that could be Vegas.
Well, that would be right then. That sounds right.
You can let them know, but I see gambling. That's what I'm saying. Slot machines and stuff.
Well, but Bridgie, that's it. They don't say a lot. You think they'd have a lot more to say.
Yeah.
But it's just lovely knowing, that makes sense to me. Something's going on there.
We're
going
to continue to take calls. If you want John to cross over for you and you've got a loved one, call us on 131065.
Can I ask a quick question, John? I've noticed that there's been a lot of whistleblowing stuff in the US from ex-CIA agents and Pentagon and scientists types saying about alien life.
Yep.
What's your thoughts
Totally believe in the existence and that there's something else out there that's beyond us.
And you get that message from wherever you get your messages from, or is that just your own thoughts?
No, it's just my own kind of...
Oh, well, no one cares about your own thoughts. We want the inside info.
We
care about what you think.
Kyle and Jackie O's Hour of Power.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Thunder, feel the thunder, lightning and the thunder,
Kyle and Jackie O Show. It's the Hour of Power.
John Edward crossing over.
John, you just had a message come through from Kyle's dad about the overalls with the duck on it.
So I rang my mother.
Okay.
I asked her about the you said my dad said there was I was in a little jumpsuit or with the overalls with the duck. And I just asked my mum, I was like, I've got a sort of a faint memory of this. Is this a fake memory? And she went, no. She said, when your father and I were still together when you were very little, she said you would always, that's what you'd want to wear every day of your life. A little jumpsuit with the, she said it was like a felt duck, like a badge that was sewn onto these this little jumpsuit. So you were 100% accurate.
Yeah.
I'm happy that he
You don't seem surprised that you were accurate again. It doesn't surprise you?
No, I like to hear, I love validation. I have a little OCD with that. Like, I like when people back stuff up, and I'm
for
like,
sure.
That's cool. It's nice to see.
Yeah.
Do you want to do another reading? Chantel is called in. Hi, Chantel. John Edwards here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So, I'm going to just jump in. I might not answer your question, but I'm getting some stuff here. Is there anything in front of you, like an open book, or do you have an open photo album near you?
No.
So I want to talk about what symbolically is being shown to me, which is an open book. Not like somebody is an open book, but like talk about opening the book and looking at like what to me looks like old photo albums, because everybody has their photos on their phones now.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm supposed to talk about looking at the old books or opening up the old book. That's the first thing. And is your mom still here?
Yes.
Okay. Is she near you?
No.
So can I just, I know we're live, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So, is there any type of miscommunication that you feel like you're experiencing around mom right now?
100%.
Okay.
Oh.
My feeling is, look to your past, open the book, look at the past, allow that to be something that makes you nostalgic about where you're at to help give you an understanding about how to navigate your future as you become the parent in the relationship. Do you understand?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I understand that.
But there's triggers here, right? You have triggers. These built-in triggers kick in, and then all of a sudden, you become the child who becomes the one that's rebelling, as opposed to the person who could be objective. So I need you to to approach it in that capacity. And then I don't know if you were like dad's favorite or if there was a competitiveness with you and another person in the family or with her, but there's a competitive feeling here. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, and then who had the lung cancer or the emphysema or the lung stuff?
possibly my mother's parents. We do know they had some big health concerns, but my mother was adopted, so we don't know the details.
Yeah, but she knows about her biological family, right?
Bits and pieces, yes.
Okay, because I don't feel like it's like a sealed case and she'll never know. To me, it's like we have an understanding of it, but we don't always want to poke that bear. We don't actually want to go there because we don't like some of the details.
Yeah, that sounds 100% correct.
And by the way, it has to do with the fact that she's afraid that she's going to be either betrayed or disregarded again. So she has a lot of stuff that she's working on. Just so you know, I'm not defending your mom, but I just want you to understand where she's coming from.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And all those people are alive. Your mum's alive. You're alive.
Yeah.
So that's a weird message that, John, rather than hearing about the person that's passed that you probably wanted to hear about, Chantel, this is almost like whoever John's communicating with sees that this is a problem that needs addressing.
Right. So, like, there's people that I connect with, and I talk to their family, and then I have my own team. And when that happens, that's coming from, like, my team, who are like...
Well, who's your team?
It's just my own... They're called guides. It's like
oh, right. You've got your spirit guides.
You have a team of producers out here. Yeah. I have a team of producers up here.
And that must be very financially rewarding, since you don't have to pay those people.
Yeah, they kind of came with me.
Do I have spirit guides? Everybody does, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, are they people we know that have passed, or they're just there from the beginning?
In my philosophy, they are not people that we are related to. They are people that are energetically tethered to us and kind of decided that they're going to like watch over us while we're
can
here.
You see them or do you,
if we all have these guides, why do some people have shit luck in life and don't have a good life?
Oh, they got shit guides, obviously.
Yeah, versus the other people.
Or they don't listen. A lot of people don't work their blueprint, right? So when I say work their blueprint, I am not an astrologer, but I follow the astrology because that is the blueprint of who we are. So if you look at what lessons you can learn through understanding your blueprint, you know what kind of house you're living or building.
Okay.
Right.
Do you know that app, The Pattern? Do you know that?
I know time passages. It might be similar. Yeah,
it's freakishly accurate in terms of like for all the astrology, but it goes into really specific details about what's to come. And it's so accurate. And I don't understand how that's even possible. It's almost like your life is predestined.
It's not that it's predestined, but if you are walking into a mall, you know that there are different opportunities in that mall that you can actually shop, walk around, eat. You can do all those things. It's up to your free will of what
happens
while you're in that mall.
To know that you're on the right path, right, where these guides are guiding you, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Is it listening to your gut or your intuition? You know,
it's always listening to your gut, but not reading into it in the way that you want it to be, right? So that's why I tell people, like, don't read for yourself because you could miss something or you could over make it excited or what you want it to be. But if somebody's having a hard time, put like other side people on hold. If somebody's having a issue in life, a blockage, there's a problem, there's a pattern, there's a repetitive thing, I would absolutely suggest them have their astrological chart done to see what that is and how they can circumvent that.
Yeah, it's very important to know what your special numbers are today. I do believe in
all that stuff, though. I really do.
But when you read the star signs...
No, it's not. The star signs, forget about that. That's not what I'm talking about.
Apologies.
Let's go to Jess. Jess, hi, you're on with John Edward.
Hi, John. My mom passed away in 2019, and I'm desperate to talk to her or any of the women in my life that have passed on.
So, Jess, I feel like I'm supposed to say that there's another Jay besides you. Is there another Jay besides you in the family living in the past?
Yeah, my twin brother is Joey.
Okay. And then where's the AN name, like Anna, Annette, Anthony? Where's the AN name, living or past?
I have a Nathaniel son.
No, A name. A name that starts with an A. And then also, why is September... Hold on. Jess, I know that you're excited, but what's the connection to September?
That's my birthday. That's my birthday.
Okay, and you said your mom has passed.
Yeah, my mom, my auntie, and my grandmother.
Which is the one that was quick with their hands, like they could hit somebody quickly?
Probably my grandmother.
Okay.
What, she'd give you a clip if you walk past? That sort of a thing.
Well, here's
what I'm seeing. My grandmother's sister came and lived with us for a little bit, and I, as a kid, stuck my tongue out at her, and she said, do that again, and I'm going to knock you out of the chair.
Oh, so, wasn't she a sweetheart?
And I didn't believe
her. What a sweetie pie.
I didn't believe her, so I did it again and leaned over, and she backslapped me across the room.
Oh,
and I looked at the good old days.
I looked at my grandmother. I was like, your sister just hit me. And my grandmother was like, well, she warned you. And you still did it. So that's what I'm seeing. So I feel like I'm supposed to bring that up. But you lost two people back to back, and what that means to me is either they passed back to back on a calendar, like different years, but on the calendar, their anniversaries come up, where you were actually at back to back funerals or wakes.
They were 59, both my auntie and my mom.
Okay, and then I feel like I'm supposed to say to you that you're worried about your own biological health, and one of the things that I tell people is that if we put too much energy in it, first of all. You know, they said it. I'm wearing a mask, so I'm very health conscious. I come out of a healthcare background, and I kind of feel like we all have to be our own best patient advocate. So that being said, stay on top of your health, but not to the place that it makes you crazy or fear-based. Do you know who has colitis or IBS or Crohn's disease?
Oh, all girls have IBS. Every girl's got the squirty bug.
So that's what they're showing me, and then I just need you to know that there's something about the month of February. So I don't know if somebody died in February, if somebody crossed over in the month of February.
Maybe Jess will die in February. No, it's not.
Hopefully not.
Just know that they see this as their way of coming in together, okay?
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Thanks, Jess. Wow. Thank you, John.
Thank you, guys.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
Will and Woody, a place for learning all sorts of useless facts.
Kylie, one of the very few celebrities who is mononymous. Whenever they say their name, it's only ever one word. Shakira, Eminem, Drake, Nostradamus, obviously.
That's two. Nostra, Damus.
No, same word.
Oh.
That's like when you thought Tutankhamun was two people.
True.
The pharaoh Tut and his beautiful wife Carmen. I did think that period.
One time. Did a whole project on them in year 10.
Will and Woody for the drive home.
This afternoon from 4.
Only on Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1800GOTJUNK.com.au.
Want to download fuel savings? Get the My 7-Eleven app. Lock in our best local fuel price for up to 7 days and you could save up to 25 cents per litre. You've got a deal at 7-Eleven. T's and C's apply. Savings not guaranteed. Visit 7-Eleven.com.au for details.
At Woolworths, save on your shop this spring with great weekly specials. Like marinated kebab varieties with RSPCA approved chicken from the deli, now $1 each. Save 40 cents. That's today's fresh food, people. On sale until October 1st, while stocks last, may not be available in all stores or online.
Hey, it's Maddie J here with my daughter, Marley May.
Hi, everyone.
Tell everyone how old you are.
I'm 5.
Which is a good age to start Woolworths Cricket Blast. It's 60 minutes of fun, action-filled activities where kids get to learn catching, batting and bowling. Plus, develop their confidence and teamwork skills and have fun with their friends. So, Marley, are you going to be a batter or a bowler?
An all-rounder.
That's my girl, just like her dad. To find out more about Woolworths Cricket Blast, search Play Cricket.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Jasper.
I'm Jane.
I'm 6.
I'm 42.
I want to be a spaceman.
I'm a researcher at Children's Cancer Institute.
I got cancer.
I'm trying to find a cure.
Me being a spaceman depends on people like Jane.
Curing Jasper's cancer depends on people like you.
I need Jane's help.
And we need yours. Donate today at ccia.org.au.
A life should be long.
Sign up to Caltex Rewards and spend $25 on fuel to earn 500 points. Use your points to get $10 off your next fill. Download Caltex Go today.
Limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. Visit caltex.com/au for details.
Hi, guys. Kyle here. If you suffer from sleep apnea but you're struggling to afford the CPAP treatment, speak to Sove CPAP Clinic. They offer interest-free payment plans on leading brands like DuraSmed, Philips, Fisher & Paykel. They're all there. Only $1 up front and between $25 and $54 fortnightly for 3 years, less than $4 a day. Don't let cost hold you back. Tailor your best treatment solution today. Stop snoring now with Sove. Visit Sove CPAP Clinic at sove.com.au. That's S-O-V-E, or call 1-300-76-2939.
CPAP is used for obstructive sleep apnea treatment. Always follow the directions for use when considering whether a CPAP is right for you. Speak to your doctor. Payment plans available for approved applicants only. Fees, terms, conditions, minimum amounts and exclusions apply.
At Dennis Family Homes, we asked ourselves, what makes a home? Freshly brewed coffee, a full fridge, muddy footprints, clean sheets, laughter, tears, room for the people you love and the people who drive you crazy. Space to breathe, a place to live. To bring your meaning of home to life, search Dennis Family Homes or visit a display home today. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Building license number CDBU 49195.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
How about this? Buy new and used cars from all around the country and get it financed all in one place.
Yeah, but what about drive off in no time, use the CompBank app to find and finance your dream car?
Love that.
Thanks.
But no.
Forget the jingle. Find and finance your dream car all in one place. Search cars in the CompBank app. Applications are subject to credit approval. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions apply.
Members save more at 7-Eleven. Pick up a regular coffee with your choice of milk, including oat or soy, at selected stores. Just $1.50 when you scan the My 7-Eleven app. 7-Eleven, wonderfully easier. T's and C's apply.
Get Nicorette Quick Mist for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Relieve nicotine cravings fast and give more power to your willpower. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Stop smoking, Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Record-breaking country music superstar Luke Combs, live in Melbourne with special guests Jordan Davis, Mitchell Tenpenny and Lane Pittman. Performing two incredible nights at Marvel Stadium. Next February on Friday 7th and Saturday 8th. Get tickets from Ticketmaster. For more, visit frontiertouring.com.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Melbourne's number one hit music station. 101.1.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh. They say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. wanna give you all I've got. They say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Kyle and Jackie O.
You know, sometimes when people get rich, they get very lazy. Case in point, in front of me right now.
The mirror?
No.
What? Me?
You.
What
I'm looking at you, my friend.
What have I done?
So, I heard that Kyle, not too long ago, and I'm talking very recently, you decided you wanted to drive the Rolls Royce, right? But you have many cars.
Yes, yes.
And in your garage, the Rolls Royce was parked behind one of the other vehicles, and then there was another vehicle next to that. So there was about two or three cars that had to be moved out to get the Rolls Royce out.
That,
correct.
Yeah, well, if I, that, right. that, I don't know where you're going with this, but that,
I think
that,
you,
that
I think
is
you do.
The, they are the positions of the vehicles.
Unless this story isn't true, I think you probably do know where I'm going with it.
What is the story then?
That you called your manager, Bruno, to move those cars for you and then drive back home again because you couldn't be bothered walking to the garage to do it yourself.
Hang on. it was because I made a joke and I said, oh, it's like that episode, it's like that movie, The Castle. I think I rang him and said, bro, I've got to get the Rolls out, but you'll have to, can you come and help me? Because the Rolls needs to be filled up with fuel because Bruno fills my cars up with fuel.
Yeah.
I don't. And I said that, you know, because I bought a Cadillac as well. It was like a car yard at my place at one stage.
Except a posh castle version.
Yeah, high end. And I just thought, well, it's going to take me all day to move all these cars.
Really, it wouldn't. It
Not
would
all
take
day.
You. It's a slight inconvenience. Do you not feel bad calling Bruno to come all the way just to do something so little like that?
No.
No.
No, I care.
I would love to be like you where I just didn't care.
I get him to bring milk as well, saying, when you're on the way, can you bring a couple of litres of milk?
Sure, if he's on his way.
But I do, because he did laugh, because when I said, mate, I need to get that Rolls out, it's got no petrol in it, and I'm going to need to clean the Bentley and the Rolls, but the Cadillac's in the road, and we'll have to move the Mercedes. And he laughed and said it was like the castle.
So
I said, how long before you're here?
Initially, it was a joke, but then...
No, not a joke.
Oh, okay.
He
made the joke.
But he still showed up, and we managed to fill the cars up with fuel. Well, we didn't end up taking the Rolls, and we ended up taking Tegan's car, because she said, well, the only car with the baby seat in it, it's mine. And I was like, oh.
so
that was a waste of time, really. Yeah, yeah. Because I didn't want to drive
the... Didn't you think about that before you called
home? Nah, because I thought, I'll take the Rolls, because, you know, it needed a little squirt. And then, you know, yeah, so we came around.
No baby seat.
Am I out of line? Like, what's the point of clawing your way up the ladder of success only to do everything yourself? What's the point? I don't get it. Wouldn't everyone love to do that? Have a little bitch that they can just ring to do everything?
I think most people would feel bad actually asking anybody to do this stuff. I wanted to open the lines to the rich people
listening. You think that's lazy?
Yeah. Are you so rich that you've become so lazy?
Are you asking me?
No, the listeners.
Oh, I was going to say,
13-1065, the laziest thing you've done because you can afford to get someone to do it for you.
What a magnificent life. We'll take those calls next.
Kyle, Jackie, this is the
Hour of Power.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor.
We got it!
We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it all.
You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear Jerusalem bells ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Stay on top of your game with fast, non-drowsy 24-hour allergy action. Get Telfast 180mg 100 value pack for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin, or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto.
We know one in five Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. One Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. onefootforward.org.au.
Let me tell you a story.
Introducing the newest Australian Star original series on Disney Plus, Last Days of the Space Age, starring Radha Mitchell.
I've got this job and I think I'm good at it.
Jesse Spencer.
We have rights. We fight for them.
Deborah Mailman.
Staying silent doesn't help anyone.
Ian Glenn.
Someone needs to take control of this family.
Lin Dan Pham.
People here have no idea what it is like in our countries.
And Thomas Weatherall.
You beauty.
Last Days of the Space Age, streaming October 2nd on Disney Plus.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jama, because their charcoal chicken just tastes better. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Best served with El Jana's famous garlic sauce. You'll be well fed at El Jana. El Jana. El Gina. No matter how you say it, the chicken's always juicy, the charcoal's always hot. Find your nearest location at eljana.com.au. Ooh, yummy.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Early bird airfares are great when your faraway flight is ages away. But Cathay Pacific's early bird sale to London unlocks early bird pricing and travel now. Book today and fly anytime before June 30 next year. Cathay Pacific connects Melbourne to London in award-winning comfort. Experience premium service and entertainment awarded World's Best Economy by Skytrax. Sale ends September 30. Flight subject to availability. T's and C's apply. Book early bird fares direct at cathaypacific.com.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which is perfect if you're visiting your four-year-old niece today. You'll be able to reserve an Uber ride for 2 hours after you arrive, because you know that's around the time she'll pull out her new toy microphone. She'll crank up the volume, place her mouth fully on the mic, and launch into a haunting 20-minute cover of Incy Wincy Spider. Reserve that Uber ride and escape while you still have your sanity. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
As part of Victoria's big build, we're building the Westgate Tunnel, an alternative to the Westgate Bridge. New lanes are open on the Westgate Freeway, work is underway on the road tunnel, and we're building better connections for faster journeys from the west to the city. Footscray Road Citybound and the Westgate Freeway ramp to Williamstown Road will be closed from October to mid-November. Avoid delays and check before you travel at bigbuild.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
With NIB Health Insurance, you could get a discount on groceries. You could upgrade your cooking.
Order up!
Yes, Chef!
NIB. Potentially amazing. Get started at nib.com.au today.
Get Metamucil for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. This daily cleanser supports gut health, aids regularity, and also traps cholesterol and sugars. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Is your to-do list as long as your commute? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. Mowing lawns, fixing dripping taps, or that end of lease clean to keep the landlord happy. Get more done with Airtasker.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Here at ABS, we're the car service experts who specialise in all your repair, logbook and servicing needs. Every service is available with our buy now, pay later payment options. Book online or call 132270 to speak with an ABS team member today. ABS, your automotive specialist.
I want to be a billionaire today.
Oh, this doesn't sound fair. Okay, other rich people, maybe you know someone, you are that person, you work for someone who's wealthy and very lazy.
Oh, yes. Alex has called through. Hi, Alex.
Hello, yeah, hello, mate. Is it you or someone you know that's the rich, lazy one?
Nah, it's someone that I used to know.
Oh, yeah. Who is it? What happened? Tell us the story.
Oh, mate, he would, he's very wealthy. He owns a couple smash repairs. And, yeah, Sydney, Gold Coast and Melbourne. He would fly from Melbourne to the Gold Coast or either Gold Coast or Sydney. He would leave his luggage on the plane, private jet, you know, airport, whatever, do all his nitty bits and then, yeah, get to the shop and, oh, mate, can you go grab my luggage? I mean, for real, mate, you were just there. You had your drivers. You had
oh,
everyone there.
So he couldn't be bothered just carrying his luggage, so he left it on the plane for you to go back and get.
Correct.
Well, that is the height of ignorance, because even I will get off the private jet.
And you carry your own luggage, don't you?
No, the pilot puts it into the car.
Oh, wow.
And then off I drive.
Why do you catch a private jet, can I ask?
Well, I don't like the dogs going. I don't like the dogs going underneath.
So, is it all for the dogs?
It is, yeah.
Shit.
And I'll tell you the difference, Jackie.
Do you know how expensive that is to?
Well, it's about $70,000 to go to Cairns and back.
Oh no, it's not, Kyle.
Yeah, it's $35,000 each way to Cairns, and sometimes the pilot will wait, and so then you pay for the hotel accommodation and. So when I went to Zach's birthday, we flew to Byron.
Yeah.
And he just stayed there for 3 days and then we flew back. Just me, Tegan, the baby and the dogs. That's it. And the dogs are so cute because you pull onto the tarmac. You don't park in a car park.
Yeah, yeah.
You drive in, you park beside the plane, you pop the boot. They all load the stuff into the plane right next to it. And then I open the door and the dogs run straight up into, and they know which chair they sit on. And they sit there and they wait.
Shit. Tara's called through. G'day, Tara.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Are you the rich one or are you the assistant or the friend?
Oh, I have a business that does very well, so I get my assistant to help me out with other things that I guess weren't in her first job description.
Like yeah, what? What are we dealing with?
Honestly, I feel bad, but she picks up my dog poo for me.
Don't feel bad. My guys pick up the dog shit as well.
In the
backyard. Because it's just, she comes on walks, like when I have to take the dog
Wait a minute. You make her go on the walk to pick up the dog poo?
Fair enough.
Well, yes, because it's a bigger dog and I don't want to, like, it's messy and, you know, we use wipes and stuff to try and pick it up and So anyway, she helps me with that.
Good on you, Tara. You know what? You've worked hard. And don't forget, you've got someone in your employ. And people need to remember that. You're filling a position.
And that's well, not she the... doesn't seem to mind, to be fair. So that's yeah. what I'm going with.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't pick up dog shit either. I'm not a fan. Like, I understand you don't want dog shit all over the footpath, but I think, who's picking up the possum's shit? No one.
True. So,
whatever.
True.
Yeah, but they're not doing it in the middle of a park, are they?
Well, how do you know?
They're just doing it probably, you know, in bushes and stuff.
Well, there's no rule
where there. No one's going to step on it. You're picking it up because you don't want everyone stepping on poo.
Yeah, but why would I care about someone else?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Tara has a laugh. Thanks, she's like, Tara. She gets it.
Jacob, hi.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very G'day. Well, bro.
Good.
Are you the rich one, or do you work for, or do you know someone wealthy?
Oh, no, my PA's next to me. I don't get time to pick up anymore, so he goes down the beat and gets boys for me and brings them home. I don't know if that's lazy or not. But
what is it? What happens?
He's picking up blokes for him, so... The assistant will go down and pick up a bit of strange and drag it home for Jacob to, yeah, that's fantastic.
And is he good with who he picks?
Oh, he's 24, he's straight.
Yeah.
So he gets me a good age group and, no, he does well. He's here next to me going red. But
how? What does he actually say to these people? Oh, hey, my boss is, you know.
I've got a filthy rich boss, he's hot. You want to come home?
Oh, simple as that, hey? Wow.
And he shows a photo of you. He goes, you want a bit of this? And then is that what happens?
Hey. Yeah, he sorts me out because I couldn't be bothered. Oxford Street boring now with all the clubs of shit. So, you know. Wow.
What kind of job are you in, Jacob, to be earning quite a good bit of coin?
I'm a CEO. I've got a brand.
Okay, cool.
There we go. So he's very busy. He's running an entire company, this bloke. Jacob, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it almost like a lucky dip? Like you're just at home wondering what's going to walk through the door? That's exciting, isn't it?
Sometimes I put a blindfold on. No. It's excitement. It just sort of happens. You get older, you get busy, and... You know, and I started out as a bit of fun. I take him down with me, and he'd park, and I'd go for a walk, and then he ends up knowing the gig.
Wow, that's fantastic!
Yeah,
Jesus, like not even we're that lazy. I'll pick up my own puntang over my life, only because I'm very fussy. So,
yeah, exactly.
You don't want to get home and get all excited and all barred up, and you're like, oh, bro, come on, man. That's not my cup of tea.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
I wanted to invite you to the party, and you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying. You're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now, while your world is spinning out. So slow it down, take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hope. Funny how it changes, how the future rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious, baby, love.
I'll help you slow it down.
This Around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
We're about to play Remember Me, which I hate, only because I get nervous that I'm not going to know who they are. Okay, welcome to the game, everyone.
Right, we have to guess who they are. They'll be up on our Zoom screen in a second. We can ask them a series of questions to try and identify it if we don't recognise them straight away. Let's bring them up.
Okay, let's put the person up on the big screen right now. And I'm yet to see anyone. It's just black. Still black. There we go.
Okay, so we're dealing with a man here, and I would say like maybe, I don't know. How old are you?
You're older than you, Jack.
What is
so
he?
You're a year older than me.
Yep.
Okay, and when were you, like, in your peak